We have been talking about things that are yadayim, and they are mitanim and mitanim. We've been talking about things that are shomrim, and they are mitstarfim. We talk about things that are both shomrim and yadayim, so that they are mitamim, mitamim, mitstarfim. And now we're going to talk about things that are none of the above. They're not to be viewed as yadayim and not to be viewed as shomrim, even though you'd think that they would relate to that. So, elu lo mitamim, velo mitamim, velo mitstarfim. They do not have any of the dinim. They don't add to the amount so that we would have a kibetza if we have them. No, it's kibetza or bust. They don't bring tumah into something if there's not a direct contact with the veggie that they're on. No, they don't act as yadayim. If the vegetable is tumah and something tar comes into contact with them, they don't conduct the tumah out. So they're neither mitamin, mitamin, or mitstarfi. So the shorshei kulsei hakruv. Now, this is a very strange kind of Mishnah. And apparently, the meaning of it is, according to the most recent searchers for the meaning, is that it's actually a reference to kohlrabi. Okay. Because kohlrabi is actually a type of kruv, and the Rambam describes it in this way, and it has, any of you have seen kohlrabi, have you seen kohlrabi? My wife actually makes kohlrabi, mixed kohlrabi and applesauce, so, I don't know. But anyway, looks something like a turnip, but actually, it has leaves that get very, very squished. And they're always trimmed. So they trim those leaves. I was telling you, Barnea, when you weren't here, that I found my Professor Felix book, but it's a very old, it's the first edition that I bought when it first came out, back in Tafshin Chav Vav. And it's black and white. Now, I don't know whether, is there a later edition that is colored? Oh, you don't know. Okay, anyway, so it appears that what we're talking about over here is the kulsei hakruv are actually not shorashim at all. They are the little roots that seem to be coming out of a kohlrabi, but they're not roots. They're actually leaves that were cut off because they look terrible, and you only leave a couple of the leaves on top that are still in good shape. And the other ones look like roots that are coming out, but they're actually just the stems of the leaves. But they're called your shorashim. And the chulafot of teradim v'lefet. So if you have roots of the kind of growths that are left to be perennials, you don't tear them out of the ground. You leave them in the ground so that you get more beets and more turnips. That's called chalufot. Chalufot means that they're going to actually regrow. And you've got these regrowing roots. And if in the end you pull them out, they do not act as yadayim because it's not what normal people do. And therefore we say your das, that you want to have these roots, is butter to the way people generally carry turnips. And anyway, who carries turnips with roots? So etchedar kamli gazet negru, or for that matter, any type of plant that is normally cut down at ground level. And instead, you ripped it up for some reason. These are not considered to be yadot because of batla daitcha, and therefore we don't care if you happen to use them. Rabbi Yossi says that's not true. It's a function of the practical usage. And if, in fact, you are dragging around these plants with these roots, the fact that other people don't do it doesn't change it. They are still considered to be yadot.
And what did you get?
Did I miss something? Sorry?
No, Ari, your mic is on.
Oops.
So Rabbi Yossi says, the bottom line is, you're using it as a yad, and that's enough to be matami. However, I definitely agree that the so-called shorashim of the kalsei akruv or of lefet. Those are not yadayim because you'd be crazy to carry. Why would you carry around a easily handable turnip? Why would you carry it around with some roots dragging behind it? So that for sure, it's not because it's batel daita, it's because it's simply unnecessary. Gosh, forgot to press the button, I'm telling you. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Kol yadot ochli shebisasan bagoren torim. You could have very nice yadayim. So we talked about how much of a stalk would be considered to be part of the chita, let's say, or grains. But once you took that and you put it into your goren, into your threshing floor, it would lose its shein yad. Because at the point where you're ready to crush it, it means that you're no longer looking at it as a yad and no longer intend to use it as a yad. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, why is that true? Isn't it easier to use a pitchfork if you've got the grain that has straw that's attached to it? Of course it is. So that itself gives it a shem yad, even though it's not the yad that it used to be, where you could tie it up in piles and it would look so nice and so on. But as long as something which was a yad can still serve an element of yadayim, the fact that you started the process of crushing it still doesn't mean if it's usable. This, of course, is Rabbi Yossi, consistent with Rabbi Yossi Shita, that it's a reality if something serves the purpose. So what's the difference whether you're thinking about it that way or whether other people are thinking about it that way? Now, let's take a look at the idea of the same type of idea. But here the question is, something maintains its din of a yad as long as there's even the smallest amount of its initial usability for a pre. So here we're going to take a look at grape clusters and see, we talked before, if you recall, that if you have part of a cluster in which the grapes have fallen off and now you have an extended piece of a few inches that doesn't have any grapes on it, if it's at the bottom of the cluster, you would view that as something that you could hold the cluster up with. So that part would have a din of a yad. So let's talk about a psiga shel eshkol. So you've got over here a branch with clusters that have no more grapes. You removed all of the grapes themselves. So obviously, at that point, tohora. So if this particular cluster that you're at, or the small, remember clusters have actually smaller clusters on them. So this would be an area that had no more grapes on it at all. It's no longer considered to be a yad to the main cluster, even if there are grapes on the main cluster. The only time that we said that we would use part of a cluster as a yad for it is not where it's a stuck on separate cluster to a larger cluster. And therefore, it would not be a yad. But if there's even one single grape that's still left on that smaller cluster that's attached to the large cluster, shir bagagir echad, it still is considered to be, like we said before, a yad to the single remaining grape on that cluster. The same thing would be true if you're talking about a cluster of a palm. So sharvit shel tamara. So remember, the sharvit shel tamara is heavy and big, and you've got this long stem of the palm, and it doesn't have any dates left on it. It was Rikna. It's not called a yad anymore. But if there's even a single date that's left on it, since it was a yad always, that was the way that we carried the dates. If it's got one single date left, it's still considered to be a perfectly good yad. We don't say, well, I mean, it's still a yad. There's only one date left. Why not? Now, how about pods? Pods are also very useful as shomrim and as yadayim. I mean, look, imagine if you're going to have to go chasing after every little pea, and instead you've got the peas in the pod, which protects them and allows you to pick them all up. So therefore, the same thing would be true by kitniot, and if you've got one pea left in that pod, so sharvit shirikno, if you took out all of the peas in the pod, so then obviously it's tar. But if there be even a single pea in the pod, Shir Bo Gargir Echad, the entire pod maintains its status as a Shomer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Metaher Bishel Pol. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, well, now it depends what kind of pod we're talking about. Full is very large, and it's very easy to handle. These are the fava beans, they call them, false face, full, and they're very large. They don't really need to have they're tough, they're big, easy to find, easy to handle, and therefore, I don't think that a pod is important there as a shomer. But, if you're talking about peas, yes, I agree. Metame b'shokitniot, if you're talking about beans, peas, absolutely. And that's because you always want to be able to utilize the pod b'mishmushan. If you're feeling around and you're looking for something, you can identify right away with finding the pod. But if you're going to try to find a pea in a haystack, you're going to have a rough time. So therefore, since you wrote b'mishmushan, they're considered to be shomrim and yadayim. Excellent, Rabotai. Moving on in Okatsin, or the way the yeshiva people pronounce it, Uktsin. Take care.